The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time once again. By the way, I just want to say it's time for News or Nope. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to, we're going to try to calmer, gentler this week. I encouraged the non-mutiny of 2026.
Do I have a nope back or not?
You
claim that it was 2 weeks.
I want to give it back. I feel like I somehow have it, and yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone has a nope.
News. News.
No.
Oh, you lost them.
No.
See, there you went.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Now you don't have them for
I'm
weeks.
I'm saying no, not nope.
You
so. Well, now I just said it.
Or nope.
Trichter! News or nope, these are the actual news stories of the day.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just last week was the Critics' Choice Award, and it went viral because of its sad snack dinner plate.
Oh.
Last night was the Golden Globes, and we get a look at what dinner they had.
Wait, so it's another one of the ones where they sit at tables?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like very awkward.
The Globes is the one where they get smashed, though, right?
Usually
they get drunkity drunk.
The Critics' Choice Award dinner was literally something that...
Like charcuterie?
Yeah, but not even like valuable charcuterie.
Hmm.
Like
it was like Lunchables?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Golden Globes, they usually have good food,
They had like...
Wolfgang Puck does it.
No, this year it was Nobu. They had a bunch of good fish from Nobu.
Let's go.
I don't know if I'd want to be like in full glam and just like
eating,
hamming down some fish.
Yeah,
I would.
You're not a woman.
No, but I mean, fish is less filling.
True.
Than having like some gravy soaked chicken breast or
very
whatever.
Very true.
You know, I don't know. I like it. It was What's Her Bucket hosting it?
Nikki Glaser.
Yes.
I know. And
my icon.
Her. I love her so much. I loved her way back when. She's so filthy. I love everything about her. She's kind of doing the I got famous during the Tom Brady roast, and she's kind of stuck.
She's roasting everyone.
And like even in the promos for it, she's like, even Gronk say, I know like that. And it's like, that was one of her jokes that landed at the thing. And it's like, you're doing the same joke. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but if CBS is paying and they ask for it.
She also roasted CBS, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her Leo roast was good too. Did you have more to the food story?
No, that was pretty much it. Great.
So that your news or nope story was about the food. We don't care who won.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. Hit the thing.
Oh. Okay.
They ate fish.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A further update on the Golden Globes.
Oh my goodness, what is happening? It's like a well-oiled machine of a newsroom in here.
Kind of a two-in-one here. I do want to point out, Nikki Glaser at one point walked out to Style by Taylor Swift. None other than Taylor's very famous longtime ex, Joe Alwyn, was in the audience. And the internet is like, what do you think he was feeling in that moment? Here comes Nikki. I think it was her opening monologue. And Style plays, and you just have to go.
Is Nikki also a ginormous woman like Taylor?
I think she's tall?
5'10"
I'm not
and above.
Sure,
she strikes me as very tall.
She has a fun little history with Taylor. She was like quoted publicly. She did a video. Where she like was talking poorly and like woman shaming Taylor. And has now become the biggest Taylor Swift fan. She went to like 30 something Eras Tour shows. On her own dime.
3-0?
On her own dime. And like, she's not friends with Taylor at all, but she like talks publicly about regretting saying anything ever.
I'm sorry.
I would like to get to my real story.
I just need to ask.
Okay.
You're a Swiftie.
I am.
That's excessive.
If
no one needs to see any concert.
If I had the money, I would have.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. If I had the money
and
a job that flexible, of course I would have done it. But I had neither of those things at the time, nor now.
Okay,
the real story is that Amy Poehler won the first ever Best Podcast Award at the Golden Globes, beating out her ex-husband, Will Arnett. This is also her first year of her podcast, Good Hang. It's iconic.
Is it good? Is it really good?
It's really good. I listen every week.
Okay.
It's a good hang.
Okay.
What?
Why
about our podcast?
Oh, well, our podcast is also great, but I'm already here. So I can't listen to ours too.
You can later. You can go in, to the Odyssey app. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay.
What's more iconic than the Slacker Show podcast, available anywhere you find your podcast?
Were we up for this award?
I think we just missed the main nominations.
Just okay.
Yeah, there's technicalities because we are also a radio show. Right.
Oh, so we weren't allowed to do.
Yeah.
But you think maybe if we just quit this stupid job?
I knew they were serving fish, and so I kind of was like,
"Oh, so you didn't even want to go? You didn't submit us
for fish? We're better than that."
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Fish is good.
Speaking of fish, are you going to do the? I hate jam bands like Fish. Hate them.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
And so therefore, I hate Grateful Dead. But rip Bob.
That's Bob Weir. Bob Weir. Yeah. I saw him live.
78.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I went to the Sphere.
Oh, so was John Mayer in it then?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's awesome. The only time I would have went. John Mayer is such a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's a great guitar player.
I really liked watching him play guitar.
Oh, I like
You think
John
he's
Mayer.
Sexy too, don't you? You can
only
say
when he's playing guitar. Otherwise,
he's such a watch guy that he has a special watch that's upside down because when he plays guitar, then it reads right the right way.
Oh my God. It's so nerdy in here. Okay, let's get one more story in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Won't do my Grateful Dead story.
Okay, sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Today is Stick to Your New Year's Resolutions Day.
Woo! This is doing it?
Yeah, January 12th. It's a good time to reset. It's before Quitter's Day, which is technically the second Friday.
I thought we passed Quitter's Day.
Well,
we did.
This year's a little weird because we already had two Fridays in January, but the first Friday was just like boom right there. So I think this Friday should be Quitter's Day.
Quitter's Day was already that. Quitter's Day was last Friday.
Okay, regardless, have y'all quit or
girl? Well, I haven't even started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was.
Yes, you quit.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.